podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo! All right, now we spoke about this one pre-coming to TV. Naked City Hitman. Yep. What? Sorry, what?
Nothing.
Sorry.
No, honestly, really don't. Keep going. I just love your turn of phrase, babe.
Naked it's City.
Just, no, just
Hitman.
Love your turn of phrase. Just the way you set things up.
Sorry.
The way you paint a picture, it's just glorious.
Okay, so Loggy's Crime Club is how we look at documentaries and podcasts and TV shows and everything, and we review them and let you know whether they're worth watching or not.
Yeah.
And one of them that we've done, we spoke about this previously, although we hadn't watched it yet, was Naked City Hitman.
Yeah, because we had that guy on, didn't we? We spoke to the guy.
Yeah, the commander.
Because you wanted to ask him about the piranha task force.
Task force.
And whether he also realised that it wasn't a piranha.
Yeah, it was a piranha. Because, I mean, the gangland wars and everything here in Melbourne were
just
absolutely wild, right? And so this dives into that. Here's a little bit of the trailer.
What causes someone to become a hitman? Willing to kill their friends, their family for money.
The lowest form of humanity there is.
All right, so the last voice there was John Sylvester, and he's the one that basically narrates this three-part documentary series, and he is a prolific crime writer. So he's been writing about Melbourne crime for eons, right? And he's got podcasts and he's written books and all this type of stuff, right? I actually really liked this documentary series. It's done really well. It's got people who are actually in the task force. It's got footage that we haven't seen before. It's got recordings, like the police recordings about certain gangland members and stuff like that we haven't heard before. I think it's really well put together. And it's a three-part documentary, so it just wrapped up last night. You'll be able to catch it on Nine now, though, because it is on Channel 9. And it examines, you know, the gangland wars, but also it's about the contract killers. Right.
Yeah.
So your Andrew Venomans and your Rodney Collins and Carl Williams have featured very heavily in that. And obviously, Barwon Prison is mentioned, which is right here. And I was working in the Magistrates Court, as I've said to you before, at the time when Carl Williams was actually murdered in prison. Mm. And the guy that did that came into the court.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the memories, I mean, we all kind of remember that being living in this region and everything as well. So if it's something that you're interested in and you're like, oh, yeah, I've seen that and I heard the guys talk about it, is it worth watching? I'm going to give this one a 4.5 out of 5. I really enjoyed it. Especially because I find it interesting, this period of time in Melbourne's history.
Yeah,
so
true.
So if you're sort of into Melbourne history and, you know, and how the streets of Melbourne used to be in that time period, then that will be interesting to you, I imagine. And because it's got, you know, the heavy hitters in there too, a lot of the police that were in there, and they're speaking, they're out of the game now, a lot of them. They're speaking on their own accord.
Yeah.
I like it when they can speak freely about that part of their life as well.
That's good, because I do worry that it's like, mate, we are going back to the well. It happens once a year, every year. There's something about the underbelly period.
I know. And do you know what we do? So maybe some people will be like, oh, been there, done that, or whatever. But maybe it's just because I like Melbourne history and that's why, you know, I gave it such a high rating. But three parts, easy watchable. And there's, you know, you get the rating at the end of it. You know exactly what happens, the 5 out of 5.
So closure rating.
The closure rating.
Any of your relatives in there?
No, I will not. I will not answer these questions, and I will not be lectured by crime about this man. No, stop.
Oh, you had a go.
No, they mentioned. You know, they're like, oh, there was the painters and dockers that went down, and there was, you know, the market gardeners and blah blah blah. And I'm like, what? This is all news to me.
Yeah. Don't look at me like that. I will not be implicated by this woman.
It's Loggy's time to analyse crime in Loggy's Crime Club.
Woo!
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
All right. One of the main things we've been talking about feeling, thinking is fuel. Because fuel prices are insane.
Yeah.
And motorists have been asked not to panic buy. But, you know, you do see people. And actually, I haven't really seen people this week. But I'll say a couple of weeks ago, definitely, every time I was driving past my APCO, I would see, like, a whole bunch of people there.
Yeah.
Like, lines full every single time.
And they run out of fuel. Yeah.
You know, and so that's why it's like, okay, this is practical stuff we can do to save fuel at the moment.
Okay.
Okay, and I thought, this is good information.
Great. Yeah. Stuff,
right?
Help me out.
So, apparently, the RACQ...
Okay.
Right. We've got the RACV. But the RACQ, just Queensland. Be RAC. Just be a national rack, you know? they're saying that drivers should begin tracking their fuel use. Now, this to me, I'm just like, okay, I'll say I will, but I'm not going to.
But the car does it for me. Anyway.
No, I know. But you know that you reset your odometer every time that you go to fill up before you fill again. And so that you can see this in action if you want. But why don't you just... do it anyway and it'll be fine. So they're saying if you accelerate heavily or if you hard brake, that causes engines to work harder, therefore resulting in more fuel.
Yeah.
So that kind of goes without saying this.
My dad taught me that when I first got a car.
Yeah.
I think it was partly so I didn't go hooning around, some sort of idiot. But it's like anything over like 2,500 revs, like 3,000 revs, you start like really gulping down the, the petrol.
See, I've always been a lead foot, you know? So it's just, that's just how my brain works.
As someone
I'm not breaking any limits, but I've got places to go and I'm not here to just hang around.
Yeah.
You know?
Like if the speed limit's 80. Follow you in the car.
Well, exactly. Yeah. If the speed limit's 80, I'm going 80, right? But they're saying that if you tone it down, you have safer, better driving practices, it can result in up to 30% reduction in fuel.
Hey.
Okay.
That's not nothing.
Using cruise control on open roads can save up to 5% in petrol use.
Except when you hit a hill and it then does take the revs up to 4,500, 5,000 revs because it's like, oh, God, you want to stay on 105.
Right? Yeah. So I don't understand that caveat, but also let's just not do cruise control when it's raining. I think we all remember that as a rule. They don't kind of tell you that when you get the car, but...
Why?
Because cruise control plus rain equals spin wheels equals danger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But that's why you get traction
control. Look, I mean, I assume that's just what I've always been told. Roof racks. You're a roof rack guy. I mean, you're always heading off into the bush. If you remove those, you can improve your aerodynamics.
Yeah.
Say 15%. Okay, lightening your load as well.
Okay.
Anything you don't need in the car or the boot, just take it out.
Spare tyre, flick it.
No, not the spare. Maybe keep the spare tyre, but maybe flick...
people.
Yeah.
Friends.
Aircon, right? Choose a moderate to low temperature, maximum fan speed, and the recirculation button. Now, I have to say this. I think there's a lot of people that don't know the inside air and the outside air button and how to use them correctly.
Yeah.
So many cars I go into, I'm like, you're doing it wrong. Okay? So just maybe learn up on that. Look up on that. Mm. And apparently if you drive with the windows down, it's cool if you're driving under 80 Ks, you can save on fuel without creating drag. If you're on the freeway with the windows down.
You're a psychopath.
You're a psycho. And also you're taking more fuel. Okay?
Okay.
They're the type of things we can do now, today. Then they're like stay on top of your car maintenance, blah, 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 underinflated tyres, you know, and all that type of stuff. Eco setting modes or whatever. But there are also some discount modes that you can use. So I use my RACV card and it used to be advertised, and it's not anymore, but at the EG Ampol, any of those branded service stations, like there's one at the supermarket at Ocean Grove, right, at Marketplace there, you can get a further discount. You get 5 cents per litre discount on top of like maybe your Woolworths shopping orange card discount and you plus them together. So Google it up. Be like, all right, even just put it into ChatGPT. How can I save fuel in my local community? Yeah. Boom.
Right?
Fuel spy, petrol spy, that kind of thing as well.
Okay.
But we try and not use AI as much, but in this situation, there's a whole bunch of different fuel discounts that you can use, a whole, like NRMA membership, Woolworths Direct, Ampol discounts, EG Ampol, Budget Direct discounts, like there's a whole bunch of different ones you might have and not be using.
Yeah.
If you add them all together, you can get like 12 cents off.
Life's a lot, isn't it?
It is. It's so much.
Life is...
Did I make it easier for people?
I don't know.
It's their radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Trying to get back to my roots and do things that, you know, when I was a kid, they kind of relaxed me and think, okay, let's get back into playing some music. Let's get back into opening my eyes and waiting until they're super dry and then blinking that cool relief. And it's a fun...
You're regressing is what I'm hearing is you're actually devolving back into an infant.
Oh, mate.
You're Benjamin Buttoning.
I'm not. Yesterday I was staring at the wall and Jimmy caught me doing this and he's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm just drying my eyes out because I like it when I dry them out. And he's like, cool. And, you know, I thought, okay, well, fine, that's him. But maybe there's other people. I need to find my community. And I have to say, Jose gave us a call.
Mm.
He had a nail gun in his hand, so he said that he could not stay on the phone. But he said, yes, Loggy, I love doing that as well. I love getting super dry eyes.
Well, that's unverified.
No, he couldn't stay on the line.
Sure.
He couldn't stay on the line. But I found one of my people. Is there anyone else out there that does this?
52232955. Ed from St. Albans Park, mate. What is going on?
Good morning, team. Just one question, Lauren.
Mm.
Why are you doing facial Kegel exercises?
Because I'm keeping it tight, Ed. Keeping it tight.
Yeah. Okay. I see what's happened there.
Also, we're getting messages from people saying, yeah, I used to do that when I was a kid. Okay, that's fine. Try it as an adult is what I'm saying.
Sorry, Ed, you're still there. Have you ever done what Lauren's talking about with the eyes?
Not to my recollection, though.
Well, you know what, Ed?
Around about 7 years old.
Okay, yeah. Give it a try. Get off the phone and stare, okay?
Don't. I had a mate message me who knows you and he's left me a voice message that the audio is terrible, otherwise I'd hold my phone up to the microphone, but it says, has Loggy Osborne been on the fungi, mate? What's going on there? Wow. And to that, Burnsy, I say, dunno, mate. Dunno.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
You and I, we have certain, I guess, guilty pleasures that we, or things that we sort of...
We have, as in me and you together, guilty pleasures?
Not multiple of them. Like we have a coffee every morning, but we get a proper coffee every morning.
Yeah.
And we figure, you know, it's not cheap. But
yeah, it's our guilty pleasure.
Yeah, that's proper coffee will hopefully lead to close to proper radio.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We do hope.
We hope. Maybe one day.
There are other options. Some are legal. We're yet to try.
Oh, I thought you meant radio shows. There are no other options, guys, honestly.
No, of course not.
Don't press that button. Don't press that button. Neil Perry, do you know who he is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rockpool.
Oh, is that Lingy's mate?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why Lingy's always going to Rockpool.
Yeah.
Or is he the one from the block? Nah, Neil Perry the chef. Sorry, I backed myself and then I didn't. Sorry. Yes, Neil Perry.
No, that's Scott Cam.
No. Stop it. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Spice Temple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Neil Perry was at a Global Food Forum in Sydney yesterday. And he got up, right? And I get it. It's hard out there hustling, you know, a business. I imagine. That's why I'm not doing it. Hell.
I know.
Sounds horrible.
I was like, I get it. We don't get it, mate.
No, we do. We hear about really it all the bloody time.
Yeah, but we don't really get it.
Yeah. So he says, you know, the struggle is real, right? And costs of everything's going up. And so he's come out and said, hey, guys, I don't want to alarm you, but within the next 5 years, we're going to be paying $12 a coffee.
What about the steaks at Rockpool, though?
Yeah.
Are they staying at 75?
Yeah.
Or are they on
can I subsidise my my coffee with steak?
Okay, so can you grow coffee beans in Australia?
No, but
can we grow our own?
No, yeah, probably. I don't know, mate.
Is that illegal?
So, everyone's like, oh, Melbourne's got such good coffee. Geelong's got good ass coffee.
Oh, right? Yeah.
You know, we, you know, it's not paid presentation. Mm-hmm. In fact, we pay them.
We do.
I do believe we are keeping them afloat. No, they do very well. Grounds of Society over here on Mallop Street, just near Kathmandu there.
12C in Ocean Grove, another mention.
Mate,
great coffee.
Baba Yaga was a great one in North Geelong, just tucked away there.
How many more can we name? Mate. Let's just settle in.
I don't know any others, actually. Oh, actually, I have to shout out.
Just continue.
Espresso and Lara, because they always have K-Rock on, so they'll be listening right now.
Good on you, G'day, guys.
G'day, team. I see you.
Great.
Skinny, flat, white with an extra shot and two sugars, please. Anyway, sorry, $12 a coffee in 5 years' time. Yeah. That's not news.
No.
I don't think that's news.
Mate, we'll be dead by then.
I reckon by next year we'll be paying 5 years. And do you know what he's blaming?
Yeah.
Neil Perry.
Mm.
Chef extraordinaire. I'm doing this with my hands.
Yeah.
Young baristas. It's incredibly expensive.
Oh, of course it is.
It's incredibly expensive to have young baristas these days.
So what's he saying? Robot baristas is the way to a $6 coffee?
Old baristas, they'll take less money.
Yeah, what are we saying here?
Yeah.
Neil?
The man bun's fallen out.
And the ideas are coming. He's losing the man bun. And ideas are coming.
Oh, stick to your steaks, Neil.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Thursday mornings, we play a little game called this.
A line from a film, song or TV show. Can you guess the word beneath my wing?
Well done, Chris.
Chris, you so are good. Everything. That is so the
good.
Best.
So good. He came best. Up with the name. He's like, not only do I have a name for your game, because we couldn't think of anything. He's like, I've got a little intro for you too. Bless your cotton socks.
Love it.
And your cotton
jocks. We take all the credit.
We do. So this game, I play you pieces of audio, as Chris said there. Could be a game, a TV show, a movie, some sort of topical thing.
Yeah.
And I will substitute one word for flatulence.
Oh, my God. This is so...
Hence the wind.
Beneath.
The word beneath the wind.
Yes.
Right.
Well, the you wind need beneath to guess. My word.
You need to guess what the word is.
Mm-hmm.
And last week you weren't as, I don't think you smashed it.
One of them I mixed up.
Okay.
But that's okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one for the word beneath my wind this week. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
We don't want to have a recession, but if it's hard to get down, then, you know, we're going to have to deal with that. It is hard. I understand that, but it is the only instrument we have, and it is important that we get it down.
That is our intrepid head of our governor of our Reserve Bank, Michelle Bullock. There,
I'm going to say
you're close.
What's the word? Inflation.
Let's find out.
We don't want to have a recession, but if it's hard to get inflation down,
Say that because it reminded you of inflation, flatulence? Is that why you?
No, I just thought it was topical.
Okay, good. No, it is topical. It is.
That's what everyone's talking about.
Wow, you got your finger on the pulse, mate.
I know. It's better than, no, don't worry about it. Okay, it's what everyone's tooting about. Here we go. Question number two. So that's, well done. You're on.
Thank you.
You're off to a good start.
One.
It is the word beneath my wind. Question number two for this week is.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close anymore. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with ease. When you're dead, you have a way with me, stay with me.
Okay, all right. The answer there is sway.
When marimba rhythms start to play,
Well done.
Oh, my God. I just love waiting for what word it's going to be.
It's going to be the I make them, and the anticipation kills me as well.
Okay, so that's two out of three.
You are on fire today, mate.
I am hot.
Spicy dinner last night. If you maybe you get all three, we call it the
I feel
the
embarrassed
stinger.
And happy every time we play.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Question number three for the clean wipe of the fart game. That is the word beneath my wind. Tell me, what word are we missing here?
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the...
You can't handle the...
It's the truth.
Yes.
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Yeah, mate. Well done.
Another quality choice of media from you, and I appreciate it.
Highbrow gear, you're welcome. Thanks for playing along.
We've got an audience here outside of the window here playing along. I hope that if you do enjoy it, you let us know.
Yeah, please
send
do.
Send us a message on the show.
And if you don't like it, keep it to yourself because I want to keep playing it.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.